I'm fine, man. I'm just getting better. You know, that's how it really matters.
Everybody kind of knows about Marcus. As, you know, he can run a little bit, but of course, you know, we saw on Monday night he had to stay in the pocket and throw, and he did pretty well. So, yeah, how is he as a passer?
I think he's a bit underrated as a passer, actually. You know, he makes a lot of good throws, you know, that are on the dime, in tight coverages, right, in certain windows. And those guys do a great job of, you know, going up and making a play for him. You know, so, you know, we're still approaching it, you know, the same way as if he didn't, you know, have that injury. And that's our mindset. You know, he can beat you both ways, so we got to be on our stuff.
Hey, there was a point in that game in Houston where Treggs took over kickoff. Was that because of your foot, or why did that happen?
Just mix things up a bit.
So you're going to share that as we go along?
You know, that's, you know, Coach gives us that leeway. You know, if I just had a long defensive drive, you know, he'll ask me, like, do you need a blow? Can you go? So, you know, that's pretty much how we go about that.
Is it nice that you're finally getting more chances on a punt return?
Definitely. You feel like,
I don't see your confidence, but you just, you're getting in the rhythm.
Yeah, definitely getting a rhythm back. You know, it's you don't know that you're off rhythm, you know, until you get one. You're just like, oh, damn, I should have did that. But as you keep getting more repetitions on it, you know, it just, everything just fall back into place. So, you know, it's only a matter of time. You know, I'm going to just keep, you know, making smart decisions, protecting the ball, and, you know, setting offense up with the best possible field position.
Matter of time where one pops?
Yeah. At least I feel like it. You know, it's always one block away, or, you know, a guy took the wrong leverage.
Do you know Taylor DeWine very well? Were you guys over there for a year?
I think he left the year I got there. I know of him. I've met him a couple times, but I don't think we've you know, built a rapport or anything like that. We're just both Michigan guys.
You know Conklin, right?
Yeah, I know Conklin, yeah. Michigan
State. Good
play. Yep.
Michigan State.
Along
those lines, what do you think about Saquon Barkley?
Excuse me?
What do you think about Saquon Barkley?
I think he's a great player. You know, we play those guys this week. We go there. It's always fun when you go there. You know, their fans are always always ready to have us, welcoming us with warm arms. But, you know, we handled them last year. You know, we handled them pretty, you know, handedly. So, you know, I'm just hoping for the guys in blue, man, they go back out there and just, you know, play smash mouth football like we always do.
Now that you've seen NFL backs, and he's 9 months away, but think
he's, oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's definitely ready. He's ready right now. It's just you got to be 3 years removed. So, you know, he was ready last year. But now it's just giving him an extra year to, you know, work on things that, you know, maybe he lacked that or he felt like he lacked that. And it's showing. You know, they're getting him more involved with everything. You know, he's doing everything now. So, they got him back there returning kicks. He's throwing touchdown passes, you know, running with more vision, more power, and, you know, a sense of, you know, I'm the guy this year, you know, so. But that's the thing. Those guys back in the wing helmets, man, on defense, we have attitude. We don't care who running that thing. You know, you better lace up and be ready to go. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch.
I know you're not going to answer this, but you take Saquon or Zeke?
I mean, they're both really, really good backs, man. Like, I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess, you know, just based off what Zeke has done in the league, I'll go with him now. But if we're going off college resumes, that's a tough one. But the Zeke now, you know, you got it. That's just, it's a no-brainer right now.
Well, we've seen you the last couple, especially last week's boost in it. Mm-hmm. You seem really close to breaking one off on a punt return.
Yep.
I know I asked you about it a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're getting more comfortable back there now and you're getting a little better feel for that? Because you just, outside looking in, it looks like you're ready to break
it. Yeah, these guys asked me that a bit earlier, but, you know, like I said, I'm just getting back in rhythm. You know, when you don't have a chance to field a return, you know, for a couple weeks, you know, then you finally get one. It's like, you know, you're kind of excited, then you know, you don't set it up as much. You don't, you know, read the blocks as well as you should have. But, you know, the more repetitions you get, the better you get at it, and the better those guys get at, you know, seeing how you set up blocks, seeing what you see, and blocking accordingly. So, you know, it's a process, man, but, you know, we're all on board. We're all bought in, getting better each and every time we step on the field. You know, it's an opportunity, great opportunity we have, you know, just to be able to play this game. And, you know, we're definitely going to get things together.
When we talked to you Monday, we talked about that one breakdown against the Texans.
Yep.
But it feels like there's a couple of those every week, maybe that lead the touchdowns or big plays. Why do you think that is, and how do you go about fixing it?
It's not busted coverages that leads to touchdowns every week. But in the Houston game, it definitely did lead to one. And as my job as a safety, I got to make everybody right. So even if, you know, whoever was playing the right coverage, I got to make everybody right. So, you know, that falls on me just in that sense because I'm the last line of defense. But, you know, just missing tackles, you know, out of gaps, no lane integrity, no pass rush relativity. You know, it's various things that are in our control that, you know, we always shoot ourselves in the foot with. But, you know, like I said, man, we're not sweating it. You know, we're all built for this. You know, we don't care what outside people say. You know, we know we got to do the win, man. And we know it's going to be a process, but at the end of the day, we all bought in. And, you know, we're going to get this thing turned around. And when we do, you know, it's going to look out.
How much do you and Miles talk about that? Just getting the wins, getting the losing culture turned around, and you guys kind of being the impetus for that on that side of the ball?
You know, we definitely talked about that when we first got here. You know, even more now. But, you know, I feel like everyone is important. You know, everyone is a vital part to getting this thing turned around, you know, because we need each and every one of the guys in here. And, you know, that's just where our main focus is. We can't worry about too many things down the line. We got to worry about this game. We need to win this game. And that's just where our main focus is. How can we win this game? What can we do to minimize errors, mistakes, and just go out there and play fast, play ball?
You said that the toe thing, you said it's fine, but it's been something, it's been lingering. You said it wasn't just something in a game. Is this something you carried into the season?
Like I said, man, I'm getting better. And I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be out there. So, you know, that's all I gotta say on that.
Have you gone through a season like this before?
Season like what?
After this 0-6 start.
No. I've had disappointing seasons a disappointing season at Michigan. But you know, that was the closest thing to this. And, you know, we ended that year 5-7. But, you know, I never, you know, been, you know, owing anything. But, you know, I've always been a part of a lot of programs I had to build from the ground up. So, you know, I'm all in. You know, that's just my thing. I don't care about the record or what people say. We need to win. Worried about our record's not helping us win. So, you know, we all know what we know. You know, so we don't need anyone to tell us we're 0-6. You know what I'm saying? And worrying about that is not going to help us win ball games. So, you know, man, it is what it is. But that's why you get, you know, 16, 17 weeks in this to keep proving yourself, keep getting better. You know, get an opportunity to go out there and get a win, man. And, you know, we're firm believers now. You start, it's how you finish. So we just got to start and finish strong. But most importantly, finish the season off.
What do you see in this bang. Titans offense? I mean, beyond Mariota, what are the things that you guys are keen on?
You know, they have tremendous guys, tremendous talented guys on the outside. You know, two back committee. You know, DeMarco Murray. They got Derrick Henry. You know, bigger back. You know, Eric Decker on the outside. Matthews. You know, tight ends. So, you know, they pose threats all over the field, and that's. You know, almost each and every week, you know, you're going to have guys who, you know, can make game-changing plays at any moment. You just got to be on your keys. It's not about what they do. It's about how well can we execute. And, you know, I feel like if we execute well, you know, we play damn good football. But when we don't, that's when, you know, things get bad for us. So that's just our mindset, man. Can your eyes stay where they need to be, however long they need to be there? And can you make the plays when you need to? Just, you know, he's been doing this for a while, so he's savvy. You know, he recognizes, you know, coverages and, you know, schemes and what teams are trying to do to him. So you just got to try to mix it up, try to show those guys something that they haven't saw before. And, you know, try to limit his catch.
Mariota, I understand you talked about him later. With his hamstring issue, Monday night he really seemed to play from the pocket and thrive that way. How impressive was that to see him do that and that kind of open your eyes to that part of his game?
Not really. You know, like I said earlier, I thought he was underrated as a passer, even when he was coming out. You know, he's only improved that aspect of his game. So, you know, I definitely wasn't surprised. And, you know, he had, like I said, he has a great supporting cast, great offensive line. You know, gave him great pockets, a lot of time to throw the ball. So, you know, definitely wasn't surprised, kind of, you know, what I already expected.
I know he was benched for that one game last week. When you look across the field or look across the locker room and see Deshaun, you still think this is a guy, this is the right guy for him?
Absolutely. You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough for a rookie quarterback, especially, you know, when you're 0-6. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we knew it was a process. You know, no one came here and said we were going to go 16-0. You know, we knew it was going to be a process, and it's still going to be a process. But at the end of the day, how fast can we speed that process up, and how quick can we get to where we need to be? That's it. You know, we all got each other's back in here, man. And, you know, we don't point the finger or, you know, turn out the cheek on the guys. But just what can we do? How can we challenge each other to, you know, be the best we can be?